During this Christmas season, we also have another tradition in college football, and that's bowling season. There are nine SEC teams. You can cheer. It's okay. There are nine SEC teams playing in bowls, and we'll go through the schedule, and then we're going to talk about some of these bowl games. In the Cotton Bowl, and I'm leaving off the sponsor names because whatever, Cotton Bowl.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly.
Missouri is facing Ohio State. In the Orange Bowl, Georgia against Florida State. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be more angry in that game?
Angrier. That one's going to be interesting.
That's called, we're going to work out all of our emotional angst in a football game. The Peach Bowl, Ole Miss against Penn State. Rose Bowl, one of the playoff games, Alabama versus Michigan. And then the Texas Bowl is featuring Texas A&M versus Oklahoma State. The Gator Bowl, Kentucky versus Clemson. The Music City Bowl, Auburn versus Maryland. And the I can't get around the sponsor for this one.
No, you can't in that one.
The Reliquist Bowl, LSU versus Wisconsin. And the Cheez-It. I had to say I love Cheez-Its.
You have to say Cheez-It. It's a rule.
Citrus Bowl. No surprise here featuring Tennessee versus Iowa. As Coach Steve Spurrier used to say, you can't spell Citrus Bowl without a U and a T.
U-T. Here, I'll applaud for that too. That's what I'm.
Some great matchups, Darren. Let's say we've already talked about the playoff game, so let's talk about the other ones. Which ones are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, I tell you, if all the principal players play, you know, a lot of this is already dependent upon opt-outs. Who's going to play? Who's going to sit out? If the one that's already gotten our attention, man, Georgia versus Florida State. You know, talking about both sides having something to prove, the outcry with Florida State has been much louder, obviously. But if I'm Georgia, I feel like I've got just as much to prove as Florida State did. That could be an action-packed, heavy football game with both sides coming in saying, let us show you who was the better team. To me, that's the one that instantly jumps out to me. And I guess just to go the opposite extreme, one that doesn't jump out at me at all is Tennessee, Iowa. Oh, have mercy. I just can't even, I mean, good for Iowa. They made it to their conference championship. They didn't win, but now they get into a New Year's Day bowl. Good for them as a program, but I think the over or the that over under number is like 30. That initial number that's been set, to me, that's the expectation. There's going to be a 30-0 win by Tennessee, right? That's why the numbers low. I just don't. That I hate it for Tennessee because they're SEC. That their game's probably going to be just horribly boring, but at least it's a chance for the SEC to get a win. I guess the other side of that is Tennessee, you cannot slip up and get beaten this one. That's nasty. You, no matter who plays and doesn't play, you cannot slip up and get beaten in this one. You better come in guns a-blazing. What's a game that kind of really sticks out to you?
I really like this Missouri-Ohio State matchup.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these matchups are going to let's hope there's not a lot of opt-outs. Because you want to see these teams at full strength. Now, Ohio State's starting quarterback is in the portal, so he won't be playing in this game. That's a loss. But as Doug mentioned, Ohio State's Ohio State. They've got talent at quarterback. Absolutely. So someone else is going to step in there. I want to see if Missouri can finish the job. And now they have a chance against a legit marquee program outside of the SEC. And it would be quite a statement win for Eli Drinkwitz and this program. Also am interested in the Ole Miss-Penn State game.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think all the pressure there is on Ole Miss. It's all on Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
Completely agree.
Because right now, Penn State, they underwhelm in big games. If James Franklin pulls out a win against Ole Miss, there's going to be a lot of unhappy folks in Oxford, Mississippi.
Yep. Yeah, this is an opportunity for him to shake the big game lane, mantra, I guess, because he has a golden opportunity here against James Franklin and what he typically does in big games. And just like Missouri, this would get them to 11 wins, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If Ole Miss. So, I mean, that's knocking off a couple of big things that are you know, great coaching milestones to win a big game like this and have your first 11-win season. So,
yeah. I think there's some pressure on Mark Stoops. Mm-hmm. You know, Clemson's been a little down this year.
Mm-hmm.
Can he get Kentucky a bowl game win? A&M, Oklahoma State game. I'm not sure what to think about that with the 9 players from A&M in the portal now. I think initially they're favored, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And they have no pressure. If A&M doesn't win this game, nobody's going to jump up and down and scream. But at the same time, if they do pull off a win, whew, that's rough for Oklahoma State and can be really exciting to the A&M fan base that in the midst of all of this transition, transfer portal, new coaching staff, who's going to coach? Because their interim coach was hired today. Is that correct? I think that's correct. Their interim coach was hired as a defensive coordinator at a different school. So they don't even have their interim coach. Who's going to coach this game? If in the midst of all that, they can pull out a win, that's going to be a pretty exciting thing for that fan base.
Yeah, and let's face it, Mike Gundy, there's some serious animosity he has toward the SEC.
Yep.
So we'll see. I'm sure that he's going to have his team up and ready to play that. And of course, I'm excited to see LSU Wisconsin. I'm hoping that all the LSU stars play in that game. They don't opt out. Mm-hmm. I know Malik Nabers has said he is definitely playing because he's trying to break a record. But I hope we see Jaden Daniels in that game as well.
To me, that's the big question mark, because he's had such an incredible season. Most likely, will be carrying the Heisman Trophy. We believe and feel that should be the case. So, you know, he has to have a very serious conversation with his people, you know, his family, whoever that is, about balancing injury, knowing what he's bringing into, you know, what his potential is. So to me, that's the biggest question mark for LSU is does he play?
You always have those scenes of Matt Corral playing and getting hurt in that game. And mm-hmm. what effect that had on him going forward. Yep. Caleb Williams, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, has already opted out of USC's game. And I can't believe they actually made it to a bowl game.
Yeah, really? Well, whatever game it is they made it to, they're happy because, you know, there's not going to be a Pac-12 affiliation bowl next year.
Yeah. And we get the here in Louisiana, the part of the state that we're in across the river from Shreveport, we have the Independence Bowl, and we've got Cal coming to play Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Yeah.
I'm sure Texas Tech typically travels well for their bowl games. I'd be very surprised if Cal brings a large contingent.
No, I don't think so either. So. And I take one game we didn't mention just real quick or didn't hit on a second time, Auburn, Maryland. I'm a little intrigued by that because I feel like, as crazy as this sounds, I feel like it's a little bit of a must win for Auburn. I think Hugh Freeze needs that to be a win to get 4th-and-31 taste out of everybody's mouth. I think just a little bit of a palate cleanser. You know, if Alabama goes on to win a national championship, I mean, you're talking about in living forever in lore, that absolutely will. But at least controlling what you could control, Auburn needs to beat Maryland and get that win to be what they can talk about, as opposed to 4th-and-31 on top of a loss to Maryland. You just don't want that to be the conversation during the offseason. You kind of need that to be a palate cleanser during the offseason.
Yeah, definitely. It is a great time of year if you're a college football fan. We'll be watching these games, and I can't wait. 2 weeks. It's going to drag, but then it's going to be here before we know it, and then it's going to be gone before we know it. So let's enjoy it while it's here.
And it's going to be all day, every day when it gets here. It's a beautiful thing.
We'll be back next Tuesday to talk about more college football. So until then, Y'all take care.